Welcome to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. If you're on a mission to be more frugal with both your time and money, you're in the right place. In this podcast, we talk about topics that help enhance living a frugal lifestyle. The goal is to save time and money where we can so that we can use the rest on what matters most to us. We talk a lot about both time and money management so that we can waste as little as possible on both. We do this while also embracing a progress over perfection mindset. If that sounds good to you, then please stick around for the latest episode right after a few quick words from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to my weekly meal plan episode. If you haven't listened to this before, it's just a really quick episode that I do on Wednesdays where I share my family's meal plan for the upcoming week with you. If you're new here also, I want to share that I do have regular episodes every Monday where I talk about time and money management topics. So I never really mention that on the weekly meal plan episodes, but I feel like I probably should, just in case this is the first time you're checking in. This is not the only thing I do on the podcast. This is just a quick little extra episode that I do because I feel like maybe it's helpful to hear someone else's meal plan to give you some ideas to create your own. One thing I do want to share about meal planning that I have found most helpful is to not worry about having a rotation of meals. You don't always have to be trying new recipes and making new things. It's okay to just stick with what you know and what you have time for right now. It's easier to have a meal plan and have something to eat that you like rather than always looking for something better or new recipes to try. This entire meal plan for each week can be found on my website at lolasfrugallife.com, and I have links to any recipes that I happen to mention in the episode. So this week's meal plan starts on Saturday, April 20th. For Saturday, I'm doing oven-fried breaded pork chops. This is from skinnytaste.com. I really like this recipe. It's really easy. You just take pork chops, you dip them in egg, and then you bread them in a mixture of panko breadcrumbs and crushed cornflake crumbs, and it's just super easy to make. It comes out really good. I actually like making them with super thin pork chops. Aldi sells these pork chops that are called, like, I might just say like thin pork chops or like boneless thin pork chops, but they're so thin. Like I call them like pork chips because they're really thin. So I bake them for less time, but they come out really good with this recipe too. So if you shop at Aldi, maybe you could try it that way. And then this week, for as a side, I'm actually going to be making a salad just to go with it. I've been starting to Instacart a few things from Costco each week, and I know they have some really good salad kits there. So I'm going to order a salad kit to make on the side with the breaded pork chops for Saturday. For Sunday, I'm going to be doing Chef John's stuffed peppers. This is from allrecipes.com. I was going to make this recipe a few weeks ago, and I think something came up and I wound up not cooking that day. So I decided to put it back on the menu again. I really like these stuffed peppers. They're pretty easy to make, and it's just the typical, it's like ground beef and sausage combined together with rice and tomatoes, like diced tomatoes, and the typical mixture. You stuff the peppers and then you bake them in the oven. So I'm going to do that with some roasted potatoes on the side. So for on the meal plan, I have it listed as these easy oven roasted potatoes, which is from Pillsbury.com. But since I'm baking the stuffed peppers in the oven, I won't actually do these potatoes in the oven also because it'll just not work out with timing. So I'll just throw them in the air fryer, but doing the same thing. So that's for Sunday. For Monday, I'm going to be doing Instant Pot Chicken and Broccoli with white rice. The Instant Pot Chicken and Broccoli recipe is from littlesunnykitchen.com. I really like making this. It tastes really good. It's probably the closest that I've gotten to more like a Chinese food type Chinese food type chicken and broccoli. It's definitely still not the same, but it's one of the closest things that I've gotten to, I feel like. And it just tastes really good, and it's really quick and easy to make. I shared in my Facebook group one time when I made this a couple times back, I accidentally used baking soda instead of cornstarch, and I destroyed the whole recipe. So not that I wasn't like thinking that baking soda and cornstarch were interchangeable. I just, for some reason, grabbed totally the wrong thing. And when I put it into the Instant Pot, the mixture, like the slurry that I made that was supposed to be with cornstarch, but I did it with baking soda, and I poured it into the chicken and broccoli, and it made almost like a volcano. I immediately knew I did something wrong. So I will never do that again. But it's a really quick and easy meal to make in the Instant Pot. For Tuesday, we always do some type of Mexican theme meal. So this week we're going to be doing sheet pan chicken fajitas from foodnetwork.com. And this is just your typical chicken fajita recipe made on a sheet pan. It's got the peppers and onions, some seasoning, chicken breasts, bake it up, serve it with some flour tortillas and some cheese. I usually put out some sour cream, sometimes avocado, and we'll just do that. Sometimes I'll also make white rice because my husband likes to make like a bowl with it sometimes too, instead of putting it on a fajita. So that's for Tuesday. For Wednesday, we always do some type of seafood. This week we're doing baked salmon. Super, super easy. I love this baked salmon night when I do it because it's so easy. I just take defrosted salmon fillets, brush them with olive oil and some McCormick's Smokehouse maple seasoning, put them in the oven at 450 degrees for 10 to 12 minutes, and that's it. While that's cooking, I'll make up some egg noodles on the side, and I just serve them with some butter and salt and then some frozen vegetables, whatever I happen to have on hand. For Thursday, we usually always do either breakfast for dinner or soup, or now I've been adding in crock pot meals. I try to make an easy cooking night for Thursdays because that's when I go grocery shopping or do my grocery pickups. I don't really go in the stores anymore, but it still takes time to do the grocery pickups and to get everything put away. So this week we're actually going to be doing a breakfast for dinner, and this is actually a new recipe that I have not tried before. But it sounds really good. It's called baked oatmeal, and it has oats, milk, applesauce, walnuts, eggs, brown sugar or maple syrup, cinnamon, and fresh blueberries or frozen blueberries you can use. So it sounds like it'll be really good, and I'm kind of excited to try that for this Thursday. And then Friday, we're doing our hot dog night. We do this once a month on a Friday. So just super, super easy. Just boil up some hot dogs. When the summer comes, I'll do them on the grill or in the air fryer. And then I will do a can of chili with that. And then I also do some potatoes in the air fryer. I just cut them up. I dice up some potatoes, peppers, and onions, toss it together with some olive oil and some salt and pepper, cook them up in the air fryer till they are nice and crispy. And we can make Italian hot dogs if we want. If you're not familiar with that, it's where you put the hot dog on the bun and top it with the potatoes, peppers, and onions. Or sometimes I'll just serve it on the side and just eat the hot dog with sauerkraut or with chili or whatever. So that is it for this week's meal plan. Like I said, you can find all of this on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. There's a blog post every week that comes out the same day as this episode. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you back here next week. So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode. And don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can find a blog post for most of my episodes, and definitely all of my meal plan episodes, at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day.